Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur cites from the Skanda Purana the story of this holy land, Bhuvaneshwar. It is described that this place is now different than Varanasi. It is a beautiful place and very holy and sacred. Lord Shiva and Parvati lived for a long time in Varanasi. And then they went to make their home at Mount Kailash. After they left for Kailash, many human kings began to reside in Kashi. One such king's name was Kashi Raj. Due to his power and influence, he became very proud. And he performed great, great austerities worshipping Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva appeared before him. He told him that you can ask for any boon you so desire. Kashi Raj said, I want to defeat Krishna in battle. Please give me the power to march upon Dwarka and defeat Krishna and all Yadu dynasties in a great war. Lord Shiva said to Kashi Raj that you go with all of your armies and you march and declare war against Krishna. And with my armies, I will be right behind you. And with my Pashupat weapons, you should know that no one will defeat you. This fool, Kashi Raj, believed Shiva's words. And he took his armies in complete confidence of victory and went to fight against Krishna. Meanwhile, Krishna is the super soul in everyone's heart. He knew what type of rascal this person was. So he came out to fight with them. He took his Sudarshan Chakra. First of all, the Sudarshan Chakra completely annihilated the entire army of Kashi Raj. Then Sudarshan Chakra cut off the head of Kashi Raj. Then Sudarshan Chakra went to Varanasi and burned the entire city down. Upon seeing his city being burned down, Lord Shiva sent his Pashupat weapon against Sudarshan. But when Pashupat came before Sudarshan, Pashupat soon ran away in fear. Then Sudarshan came toward Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva also ran away trembling in fear. He ran here, there, everywhere, just as his expansion, Durvas Muni ran from the Sudarshan Chakra. Similarly, he was running and running and running everywhere. Then Lord Shiva came to the realization that there is no relief of the Sudarshan Chakra except taking shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna. Shankar Bhagavan Ki Jai! Lord Shankar fell at the lotus feet of Lord Krishna, weeping in shame and begged, please, please forgive me. Please forgive my offense. I take shelter of you. I surrender to you. Oh Lord, you are the master and the creator of everything that exists. In fact, you are the creator, maintainer, and destroyer of everything and everyone. You are the supreme controller of all controllers. Nothing can move without your sanction. You are very kind-hearted and always forgiving toward people's offenses. In fact, you are the friend of all those who take shelter of your lotus feet. Please, I surrender to you. Forgive me. I take shelter of your lotus feet. I am your surrendered servant. Upon hearing these words, Krishna said, Lord Shiva, why? Why did you take the side of that rascal demon Kashi Raj? And why did you fight against me? You know my supreme power. You know the power of my Sudarshan Chakra. You know that my Sudarshan Chakra can destroy all Brahmastras, all Pashupatas, and all universes. Why have you taken the sides of this worm, Kashi Raj? In fact, I think that no one in the world hates me more than you. Lord Shiva, upon hearing Krishna's words, his heart was trembling in shame and fear. He said, my dear Lord, I am completely surrendered to you. Whatever is your will is the way I must act. Your Maya potency It's so powerful that by your will, you allowed me to become covered by Maya. And how did Maya influence me? She put me under the illusion that no one is greater than me. That no one is more glorified than me. That no one can be superior to me. This false ego can only come about due to your illusory potency. But my Lord, please know that I am constantly meditating on your lotus feet. I am constantly worshiping and serving you with love. I am always your servant. But still, under the influence of your Maya, I have committed an offense. And therefore, I have been punished by your mercy for my offense. And I beg you, please, please forgive me. And please give me one benediction that I never become so proud again. That I never consider myself anything but your eternal servant. That I never commit offense ever against you or any of your devotees. This material energy is so strong, my Lord, and my love for you is so great. I desire to always be beside you. I desire to reside near wherever you reside. Please grant me this benediction.
You were listening to Radhanath Swami on devotionalnectar.com.